The first thing I notice when I enter Gary's Westside Leadership Academy one morning in late August, just steps from the parking lot through two sets of doors, I cross under a single metal detector. And that's when I feel the drop. Something is leaking, causing a slow drizzle from the ceiling tiles above. It starts small. Staff slowly file in through the front doors. If they notice the leak, they don't acknowledge it, but a puddle has begun to form on the floor, and it's growing bigger. About 5 minutes pass. A custodian appears, sops up the puddle with an old rag, and slips a bucket carefully underneath the hole in the ceiling. As the hour passes, more staff pour in, and they easily sidestep the bucket, plus the two others custodians have added as the leak has multiplied. The sound of the leak is muffled by conversations and squeals of delight exchanged between coworkers reuniting for the first time since school broke for summer.
Hey, I know her. Her name is Carson.
This is my little sister.
Okay.
It's a weird sort of metaphor for what's going on in the district housing the building, the Gary Community School Corporation. There are plenty of holes, financial, physical, in some cases even instructional. And although community members are aware, they seem immune to the problems.
I think historically Gary and the residents had this pride about their schools, where they grew up, where they graduated from. You know, everyone loves their alma mater. That's something.
Eddie Melton is a local business leader, and he says that pride is something that's never going to change. From his perspective and the perspective of many Gary residents, the gap between the public's perception of the school district and their reality as part of it is much wider than that small crack in the ceiling at Westside. Like most urban centers, Gary, Indiana deals with its fair share of social issues: violence, crime, poverty. What makes this city situation seem so much worse can basically be summed up in one word: economics. Gary used to thrive. Back in the heyday of U.S. Steel, people flocked to Gary in droves for manufacturing jobs.
In the 90 seconds it'll take you to watch this commercial, United States Steel can do a remarkable number of things. So many things we can't possibly show them all. But here are a few. In 90 seconds of every working day, we can make almost a...
The population in 1970 sat at just about 175,000. The same can't be said today. The steel industry isn't booming as it once was. People have simply moved out, taking with them valuable tax dollars and leaving behind about 9,000 abandoned buildings. And the population has been slashed by more than half. Melton says as a result, the area has suffered financially. The city doesn't have the dollars it once had to maintain property and streets and to do the things that government would typically do.
When you have almost half of the population that you once had, that's a significant impact. So when you have your number one employers shifting and changing and not hiring like they once were, you have to figure out what's going to be your new economic base. And I think Gary is still trying to figure that out.
Community leaders, including Melton and his colleagues, are constantly trying to coordinate efforts and develop action plans to improve the city, including maintenance, crime, and industry. But when you have an area that's been neglected for as long as Gary has, it's a tall order. Gary's state senator, Earlene Rogers, says she thinks it all starts with the schools.
Schools mirror the community, you know? And so we're working on making changes as a community, and as the community gets better, then hopefully the schools get better.
Another reality, the Gary Community School Corporation does need to get better. Student test scores are low. Schools are closing. The district is in debt to the tune of roughly $20 million. In addition, the growth of the state's voucher program and proliferation of the charter school movement have hit the public school district hard. At one time, Gary had a greater percentage of charter schools than any other district in the nation. District leaders estimate about 3,000 kids have left GCSC for other local schools in the past 2 or 3 years. To top it all off, many of the statewide policies put in place in Indianapolis in recent years don't play out so favorably for Gary. The General Assembly recently approved a new school funding formula that will short GCSC $9 million over the next 2 years.
Welcome to the 2015-2016 school year, teachers. Are you excited for this year?
Gary School Board President Antoine Clemens says it's time to stop using that as an excuse. And this school year is a great time to start.
What is your greatest accomplishment? I said, being the president of the school board.
Clemens is excited about GCSC. You can hear it in his voice. He's young, he's energetic, and he wants to keep things positive. In front of a group of district teachers and staff, he acknowledges the problems exist. But he says it's time to focus on solutions.
You have a financially strapped district. You have a failing school corporation. I said, because I see something different. I don't see a financially strapped district. I don't see a failing school corporation. I see opportunity. This will be the year that the Gary Community School Corporation change their future.
Gary is working with an outreach coordinator from the State Department of Education to assist with academic turnaround plans, and a financial specialist out of Detroit on its money problems.
I'm telling you, with the new financial specialist, with this new administration, with this now energized faculty, this is going to be a great school corporation.
And that, Clemens says, will ensure a brighter future for the entire city of Gary.